Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans, prices as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has proclaimed March 2026 as Reading Month in Michigan, highlighting a major new push to improve literacy statewide. The governor is promoting her Every Child Reads plan, which she calls the largest literacy investment in state history. The proposal builds on efforts already underway, including tripling the number of literacy coaches in schools and expanding science of reading instruction. More than 6,000 Michigan educators have already completed advanced literacy training. Whitmer's plan focuses on three areas: expanding early childhood education, strengthening evidence-based classroom instruction, and increasing tutoring and small group support for students who need extra help. Library leaders and educators across the state are applauding the initiative, encouraging families to celebrate Reading Month by visiting their local library and making reading part of their daily routine. And a strong turnout and a spirit of community marked Friday night's game night event in Sebewing, where 81 residents gathered for an evening centered on connection and fun. Organizers expressed appreciation for the enthusiastic participation, noting that the positive energy and support from attendees helped make the event a success. The gathering highlighted the power of local events to bring neighbors together in a welcoming environment. Sebewing Township Library partnered in hosting the event, playing a key role in its planning and execution. Organizers credited the library's collaboration and ongoing commitment to community engagement as instrumental in the evening's success. The event served as a reminder that community spirit remains vibrant in Sebewing. When we come back after this M3 Wireless sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Mom, my game won't load. It keeps freezing. Our internet is so slow. Can you please call M3 Wireless and get better internet service?
You know, I think you're right. With everyone home this winter, streaming, working online, playing games, our internet connection just can't keep up. It's time to make the switch to M3 Wireless.
Make the upgrade today to M3 Wireless. Enjoy smooth streaming, online gaming, remote work, and HGTV, all without interruptions. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for strong, reliable internet all year long. No more waiting, no more buffering, just fast internet for the whole family.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing on with our local news, Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting reported the recall for three Elmwood Township board members will happen. It has been verified that the recall sponsors collected a sufficient number of qualified signatures, and the signature challenge period has elapsed, so there will be a recall election on May 5th, explained Fetting. The minimum number of qualifying signatures required to trigger a recall election was 120. There were more signatures than that gathered. After the county clerk's office reviewed and submitted signatures, the qualifying signatures were 179 for Pamela Brinkman, 188 for Rochelle Brown, and 179 for Evan Laurie. Brinkman, Brown, and Laurie will be automatically placed on the ballot as Republican Party representatives. The Democratic Party has the opportunity to nominate an Elmwood Township resident to represent them on the ballot. Also, a person can run with no party affiliation for one of the seats if the recall effort is successful. If a resident of Elmwood is interested, the filing paperwork to fill an Elmwood Township seat deadline to do that is by 4 p.m. on March 12th.
Roughly 20 veterans die by suicide every single day. Canines for Warriors has been the nation's leading nonprofit organization, providing service dogs for veterans battling PTSD and other invisible wounds of war.
Thanks to my service dog, Lady Cameo, I got my life back.
I'm able to get out of bed in the morning.
Be excited, happy about today.
To learn more, visit caninesforwarriors.org. That's caninesforwarriors.org.
For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.